talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program, white people.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Last night, you said the president was the founder of ISIS. I know what you meant. You meant that he created the vacuum, he lost the peace.
No, I meant he's the founder of ISIS. I do.
These are facts.
Hope, more like no.
Hey, I just had one really important thing to say to you guys, and I just wanted you to know that I don't think anybody can really hear the vacuum that Bean has going. It's no problem. Just keep doing what you're doing. Good work, guys. All right. See ya.
Well, that is great. Another day, another worst-case scenario.
And now, Kevin and Bean. Oh, Kevin and Bean. Yeah.
Our feature presentation.
It's a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember who that is?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Adam Ray.
That is correct, Chip.
Look at
Adam
you.
Adam Ray for the win.
All right. Well done. By the way, speaking of Chip, I just pulled into the parking lot out there, and her tiny little car, her little clown car, is sitting in her spot. And then there's sprinklers that are just basically
just straight away,
just straight on her car. It's like somebody went out and pointed them right at her car. It's just getting doused.
It's awesome.
That happened in my house on Saturday morning. I went out, and I had left all the windows down on my car, and it was
sweet,
just like that, right in the sprinkler. So it was good times.
Sweet.
It's pretty wet.
Unfortunately, her windows were up. So what are you
gonna do? I think that's a fortunate.
Fortunately, her windows were up.
Sure.
Right. Right. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday, the 15th of August.
So how was everybody's weekend?
Good.
Good.
Allie, you go see Adele?
No, didn't see Adele.
Really? How many
weekend.
Shows does she have to do
she
before you'll go see one?
She has two more left. Two more, and I hope to see one of them, Saturday and Sunday. I hope to see one.
Okay.
Of those.
Nobody loves her more.
I know.
And has gone
to see her less.
I know. It appears that way.
Right.
Get this Wigstock out of here.
You're right, boss. You're right.
All right. And Kevin, how did your charity event go yesterday?
It went well, considering it was 106 at one point.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So that was painful.
Some of the kids show up?
Yeah, yeah. People showed up, dropped off school supplies. It was great.
Excellent. Is it too late for somebody who wants to go to the website?
No, they can still go to the website. You can still donate online as well. And a bunch of people did it online yesterday, and you could sort of see, like, okay, this is the choice of not going to 106 degrees.
Oh, you saw the spike go up.
online. People are like, you know what? F that. I'll just donate online, which we're happy for, too.
So these are people wake up and they go, I think I'm going to go down and see Kevin and be part of the thing. Oh, no, I just stepped outside. I'm just going to do it right here online.
Yeah, basically.
That's funny.
And what would I go to online?
Friendsandhelpers.org.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you, Allie.
Good information.
I feel like everybody around me has to help with that information because I'm not great at getting the information out. I'm the model. I'm the pretty face of the organization.
Yes.
No one goes to Kevin for the heavy lifting.
Right.
He just has to look pretty.
Right.
That's his job. Olympics are still a thing, apparently. Usain Bolt, he can run fast.
Yeah.
Sure can.
Michael Phelps can swim.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are these your observations?
These are hot takes.
Everyone fell in love with the rowing brothers from Ireland.
Oh.
That happened this weekend. I thought
they
it might be
incredible.
Fun to play some of that here for folks who maybe didn't see this online over the weekend. This is brothers who are in an event called the Double Sculls. And that is what, Allie? Do you know that's some sort of rowing competition?
Listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But are there – here's how little I know about rowing. I wasn't aware that there were different kinds of rowing competitions. I just thought rowing was its own event. I didn't know that they broke it down. But there's something called the Lightweight Double Sculls, apparently. They took silver in it. This is Paul and Gary Donovan. And they have become just the sensation back home in Ireland. And here's a little bit of their interview.
Guys, good afternoon. Congratulations. You did us proud today. How are you feeling?
Hi, lads. How are things?
What's the crack?
We're in Rio.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I think what people are falling in love with is that who can tell what the hell they're
saying? Can't understand a word of it.
When people in Ireland say, what's the crack? It's like, oh, what's going on? It took me forever. I'm like, what's the who?
What's the crack?
What's the crack?
But didn't he say they're in Riyadh? Didn't it sound
no,
like
we're in Rio.
Okay, hold on.
We're in Rio.
How we're is that Rio. Not we're in Riyadh?
We're in Rio.
Yeah, I mean, that's Rio. It's both.
We're in Rio. Yeah. The background might look superimposed, but it's very real.
It is, yeah.
Certainly.
That's all there.
Okay, now that's funny because they're saying it looks like we're faking this in a studio, but we really are in Riyadh. That's the real city behind us. Can't believe we're having to translate people who speak English.
Lads, listen, Paul, what has the last few hours been like for you?
I've been shooken off now, to be honest, since the racing. I'm a bit tired now and the legs are like jelly, but... Yeah, I suppose we did a bit of celebrating and did the podium thing and got to put on the podium pants as well, so that was quite nice. And
okay, we did a bit of celebrating, we got to do the podium thing, and then what did he say?
Put on the podium pants.
Oh, podium pants.
Uh-huh.
All I hear is the siren going on in the background. I'm wondering, like, should they run?
That's Ryan Lochte getting robbed.
Saw the mother and the father and...
I'm sorry. Oh, the mother and the father. Yes. That's what that... Okay.
Saw the mother and the father and... few other people and took a few pictures and that, and then I had to go and do this doping control thing, so I was there for an hour or two trying to...
What was that part? What was he doing? He was there for an hour or two doing what?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I had to go and do this doping control thing, so I was there for an hour or two trying to...
Something about
stop and control?
Stop and control? Maybe that's like a reporter thing?
Okay. All right, maybe.
Take a pee then into a cup for them, so I...
Okay, hold
He's
on.
Peeing somewhere.
Yeah,
it sounded like he was... It sounds like he was peeing and comforting someone. Hold
no,
on.
He had
take
a pee
then into a cup for them. So,
all right, what's that, Alex?
He took a pee in a cup for them for the steroids, PEDs.
Ah, oh, you do that after the race?
Sure.
Oh, I didn't know that. Do all athletes have to pee after
the
cup?
Sure.
I didn't know that either.
I'm making it up.
That's about 10 liters of water as well. So,
now that's he drank 10 liters of water. Is that what he's saying?
Sounds like it. Yeah.
From the exhaustion of doing the lightweight double skulls, apparently.
Oh, so judgy.
It's full up now, to be honest. Gary, he's had great crack, though, anyway.
Yeah, he's been busy there. I was running around having a great time signing photographs and autographs and taking pictures, and it's all well and good, you know. We'd be fairly tired now. We haven't had a bite to eat since 2 hours
after
the weigh-in. We had a bread roll with some Nutella. And I'm fairly hungry now, but I believe they're on their way with some pizzas for us.
I love that they had a bread roll and Nutella before their race. What an odd combination of things. So, do we love them, and do they need their own Olympic show?
And
I
yes.
love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then some sort of translator at their side?
Yes.
Yes,
please.
For the rest of us who only speak English? I think I love them, too.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach show, shall we?
A show of hands. Who's bored with this story?
I haven't even started it yet. Put your hand down.
Sorry.
Harvey Levin from TMZ, like we do on Mondays. We have CM Punk on the program today.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
We also have Rhys Darby, who we love so much.
Do love him.
He's got like 17 things going on, so we're happy to have him in the studio. We have breakfast with. Are we announcing that now?
Why don't we announce it just before showbiz in about 10 minutes?
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
Brand new breakfast with. We'll tell you about it and we will start giving you tickets to it this morning.
I'm not suggesting I want to just double check Dave's information one more time before we go on the air with it. But
oh, no, you should, because I asked him a question in the other room and I was surprised to find out the information that I found out. So
okay, good.
So good times. We'll do that in a second. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Ralph is here. Time for showbiz beat. Shall we make the announcement real quick?
Sure.
Because we're starting to give away tickets this morning on the show.
Oh, my Lord. This is so exciting.
It is exciting because these Breakfast With are a huge act in a tiny little room with just a few people, and we interview them, and you do too. Hold on. You get to ask them questions too, and then they perform like 6 feet away from you.
I know.
And we haven't done one of these in a very long time. We're very pleased to be at...
We should get a longer drum roll.
Yeah.
Or you should just say the goddamn thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, starting today on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're giving away tickets for breakfast with...
Is it week?
Nope, I'm sorry. It's,
The Monkees.
Nope, it's not the Monkees either. It is breakfast with...
Boba Fett.
Nope, it's Sting, ladies and gentlemen. Sting, a musical
Hi,
legend.
It's Kat.
Nope, it's Sting. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer himself, Sting. You know, the police guy. Sting.
Live or flight.
It's, again, we already mentioned.
The real news may have gotten lost in all this noise.
It is Sting, who is coming to K-Rock in the Red Bull Sound Space.
Charlie Manson.
It's, again, Wednesday, August 31st is when it's going to be. And it's going to be Kevin and Bean and Sting.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
And you. And we'll give you your first chance to win those tickets coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Now here's Ralph.
Sting.
What?
In case people missed it. What? Sting. Yeah.
We're doing a breakfast with Sting?
Yes.
Why didn't the announcer guy say that?
Because he's just blah, 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 blah. Sting.
Sting.
Legend.
Legend.
One of the most prolific, high-profile, dare I say attractive, musicians in the generation.
Yeah, he's the real deal, that guy.
Pooh. Sting.
Jeez, Kevin.
Sting, sorry.
Sting. It is Monday morning as we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. And the showbiz beat another nice weekend for Suicide Squad. Racked up another $43.7 million over the weekend. It's only about a third of last week's take, but that was good enough to keep it in first place. Then the sausage party rolled in, right? Ladies, you with me? Took in more than $33 million to open second place. And then Pete's Dragon flew in at number three.
Flew in.
In its debut of $21.5 million.
I hear that's delightful.
Oh, come on. It's a dragon. It's a furry, wonderful dragon. It takes care of
furry?
Kid in the woods.
I hear it's delightful.
Furry?
Jason Bourne is fourth at the box office, then Bad Moms, Secret Life of Pets, Star Trek Beyond, Florence Foster Jenkins, the story of the woman who can't sing, Meryl Streep.
How was that, Bean?
It was delightful. I knew it would be wonderful, and I'm so glad I went to the theater.
I didn't make it out.
Shocking.
But what? That is the movie I would have seen if I could have seen anything currently being offered.
You could have seen anything currently being offered.
I was very busy this week.
No, you weren't. You could have seen it.
I didn't quite have time.
I feel like we should stop Bean from giving his opinion if he doesn't see anything.
I second the motion.
I mean
all those in favor? Motion's carried.
That it can't still look good to me, though, you guys.
But you're faux. You're a faux liker.
I'm going to see that movie. I just didn't see it yet. What's not to like about it?
I claim you're faux.
Everything?
Nine Lives was ninth. Anyone check out the hilarious talking cat movie? No?
Did not.
Surprised.
Didn't get to that one.
And Lights Out at number 10. Well, I heard you guys talking about Adele earlier this morning, the opening of the show.
Talk about a faker, by the way. Allie, who pretends to like Adele. How many shows does she have to do?
Allie has still desperately been trying to go see Adele. She's been actively pursuing the event of watching her.
Really? Because it seems like there's a lot of shows, and she's not in any of them.
Yeah, they're all majorly sold out, and the tickets are hundreds upon hundreds of dollars, but whatever. Island boy.
There was speculation that Adele may be asked to perform at halftime at the Super Bowl in 2017. And it turns out that was, in fact, the case. But here's the great thing about Adele. I don't know any other artist who would have responded to that request in the way she did. In which she said, the show is not about music. And I can't dance or anything like that. They were very kind. They did ask me, but I said no. What artist would decline the chance to play at the Super Bowl? Paul McCartney said yes. Bruce Springsteen said yes. It's one of the biggest platforms in the world to showcase your music. And she was like, you know what? It's just
it's not a good fit.
It's not a good fit. So I'm gonna pass.
So what do you make then of the NFL coming out and saying we didn't ask her?
The NFL lies about
NFL's
everything.
Trying to save face, of course.
Because they don't want whoever they end up selecting to feel like they're the second place.
Oh, that's such a big liar.
Adele also added in her statement, I doubt Allie will ever see me in concert.
Did she say that?
Which is strange, but apparently.
That is hurtful, Adele.
She listens to our show. The Biebs has a new lady. Yeah. got a new girlfriend, which making a lot of his believers very upset. They're furious with him. He's been dating Sophia Richie, the daughter of legendary musician, singer-songwriter Lionel Richie. Here's the problem. She's 17. He's 22.
And that's...
legal.
Oh, illegal.
If they're doing the bone, you know. Anyway, I'm guessing they are, because he did take her and flew her off to Japan last week to go with him on tour. So I doubt you're doing that if you're just playing tiddlywinks, right?
Where did he fly to? Maybe it's legal there.
Maybe in Japan, the age of consent is 12 or something. It's very possible. But, yeah.
I'd like to see him go to jail for something.
How does Lionel Richie really let her go with Justin Bieber to Japan, by the way?
I don't know.
If you have
a
17-year-old daughter, how do you say, oh, sure, honey, fly off with the douchebag, have a good time. Let me know, konnichiwa, let me know how you like the top ramen. Right? Come on, Lionel.
Come on, Lionel.
He can't be happy about it.
He can't be happy.
You're just repeating what Ralph is
saying. He can't be dancing on the ceiling with this news, right? That's what I'm guessing. He can't believe this is some endless love that's going to go on and on. This is probably just a fling, right? I mean, I would be up all night long worrying about my kid if that was the case.
Hello.
Stop it.
Kevin played along.
I got to do it once.
You did.
Stop it, okay? Stop it.
Whoever yours was.
Stop it.
It was easy.
Stop it.
Easy like a Sunday morning, actually. Just saying.
Stop it.
You stop it.
Stop it right now.
Make me. Come on, I'm standing here.
Just stop it.
I'm standing here.
Stop it.
I'm standing here. Make me. That's what I thought.
No good. And we're going to stop it.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Deborah Messing is 48 years old today. Anthony Anderson, star of Blackish. I believe he's nominated for an Emmy this year.
I think you're right. Deservedly so.
Yeah, he's great on that show. 46 years old. Ben Affleck, Batman. He's 44. Natasha Henstridge, 42 years old today. Emily Kinney, Beth on The Walking Dead, is 31 years old. Singer Joe Jonas is 27.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
So true. And Jennifer Lawrence, J-Law. Wow. Belle seems to like her a lot. She's 26 years old today. One of the biggest stars in the world, 26.
Love her.
Not too shabby. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Minutes away from chatting with former WWE superstar CM Punk. Also, one of our favorite actor comedians, Reese Darby, on the program later on today. And your first chance at Breakfast with Sting. Just announced on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Monday morning means Harvey Levin in the newsroom at TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
A 7-hour deposition for Amber Heard. That couldn't have been any fun for anybody.
No, I got to tell you something. We've had TMZ for 11 years, far and away the nastiest divorce I've ever seen.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Not even close.
People who haven't sat in a deposition don't know how unbelievably ugly that can get.
Well, and it's not just the deposition, although I'll tell you a little bit about it, but this is war. It is absolute all-out war. The deposition was 7 hours long. It was tough for her. And one of the things we know that they asked her about was there were 5 concierges in this building and 2 security guards and 2 cops, LAPD cops. None of them say they saw any injuries to her face in the day and days preceding the incident, or not preceding, following the incident.
Okay.
And they asked her, how can that be? And she said, look, I can't explain what people saw or didn't see. But, you know, the security guards are Johnny's guards, so that kind of discounts them. And as for the others, she couldn't really explain. But, you know, she talked about other incidents of violence. We put a post up on Friday night of this crazy thing in their apartment where Johnny just went nuts and broke a wine glass and wine bottle in a fit of rage, and she was secretly videotaping him.
Let's talk about that video.
He looks unhinged.
What's going? And you're look. I know you're a lawyer, and you're also a doctor. So what is going on?
Harvey's a doctor.
In your opinion,
I'm a juris doctor, man. Show some respect.
He looks completely out of it. And as Ali, as you pointed out off the air, the fact that he's walking around in his own house with those sunglasses and that hat on like he's in some sort of crazy movie role. I mean, that's how he's acting in his real life. What's that about, Harvey?
Well, are they both somewhat crazy? Clearly. I mean, clearly. And, you know, both of them. And
well, let's,
you know,
focus on his crazy for, well, I just mean, this video.
He's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, I can't explain it to you, but he is, you know.
Drunk or high, right? He's got to be.
Something. He's something. She's saying that he had been drinking during the day and that, you know, he seemed out of it and he was, you know, he just went crazy with the wine bottle and the wine glass. But I'm telling you, based on things that I know, it's worse than that. I mean, these guys were crazy with each other. These guys were just crazy with each other.
It went both ways?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it went both ways. Mm. And you know, this is one of the things they're trying to do. They're trying to settle this thing. My guess is neither side wants to go to trial in this case.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And they have been trying to settle it for weeks now, but they're just not able to. And it just seems like there are things each one wants that the other will not give. And they seem to be, at least at this moment, at an impasse. But the trial is Wednesday. And my gut says that somebody's going to blink, or maybe both will blink, because they just don't want a trial.
All right, let me ask you this, and forgive me if this is a dumb question. Amber has a fine career, and she's got plenty of money. Is she going through all of this just because she wants a huge payday from Johnny Depp? She could just walk away, right?
Well, you know, money is a funny thing, that people who have it often want more. And I'm not saying that's her, but I don't think just because she's got a career means that money isn't an issue, because we're told money is an issue in this.
Okay.
And she was asking immediately for a lot of money, including support. The marriage was only 15 months, and she was asking for support as well. So is money an issue? Yes, money is an issue.
But you think we'll see some development probably in the next 48 hours where this thing will probably go away?
It is based on things, just everything that I know and have seen, it seems highly improbable this case is going to trial.
Okay. Let's change hemispheres. Let's go down to Rio. If any one of our athletes were going to be robbed at gunpoint at the Olympics, I'm so happy that it's Ryan Lochte, because that guy is a zero.
Oh, Bean.
Look.
Ryan Lochte is a talented swimmer.
He is a talented swimmer, yes.
Well,
That outside of the pool is a zero.
He is a zero.
He may not be the sharpest tool, but
he's so dumb.
He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be looking like that.
Okay,
well,
first of
all. So here, the short story is that he was at a party one of the Brazilian teammates threw. He's in a cab with three other swimmers. These people come up to the cab and they flash badges, say they're law enforcement. They say, give us your wallets. He doesn't. They put him on the ground and put a gun to his head and cock the gun and say, give us your wallet. And he does. So that's the short story. The interesting story to me is that the IOC, what happened was Ryan Lochte's mom came out yesterday morning on Fox Sports. A Fox Sports reporter talked to her, and Lochte's mom said that he got robbed and it was, quote, terrifying. The IOC comes out with a statement from the spokesperson after that and says it didn't happen. It was BS. So we were trying to figure out, how does this guy come out and say it's BS from the IOC? And then we started calling around, and the United States Olympic Committee, they kind of fess up to us that they told the IFC nothing happened. So we pressed them and said, how do you know nothing happened? And they said, well, we couldn't confirm that it did. So we asked, did you call Lochte? And we were told no.
That seems like you'd make that call first.
They do good work.
Yes. And why wouldn't you call his mom, who made the statement? Why wouldn't you call the other three swimmers? And here's the biggest thing. This story came out hours after the incident happened, and these guys were on their way back to the Olympic Village. So they're right in your domain.
Right. Yeah, go talk to them.
Knock at the door. So, look, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but it certainly feels to me like nobody wants to say that Rio is an unsafe place in the middle of the Olympics.
Right.
And these guys get held at gunpoint by fake law enforcement officers. It's not great for Rio.
Right.
And I don't know what happened, but it just seems really fishy.
But Ryan Lochte saying
he was talking to a reporter or something, and he was saying, yeah, everybody was told to get down on their knees, and I said, no, I'm not going to get down on my knees. I didn't do anything. And then he put a gun to my head. I was like, come on, man.
Well, I mean, look, I believe it probably happened because there were four other witnesses, including the cabbie. So, you know, it's not like he's going to say it and get away with it if it didn't. On the other hand, when somebody puts a gun to your head and says, give me your wallet, the answer is not, no, because I did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
That's just not the appropriate answer.
Well, right. This is what we're trying to tell you, is that he's a dummy.
I understand what you're saying, but he is a talented swimmer.
Yes,
right. Yes,
he's great in the pool.
Okay. They should just make him live in the pool. That's what we're saying. All right, Harvey, we know you got to go. Thank you so much for your time. We'll look for TMZ throughout the day. Four big airings on Fox Channel 11. Then, of course, TMZ Live airs at 4. TMZ Sports, with much more on the Ryan Lochte story, airs at Fox Sports 1 at midnight. And get your tickets for the TMZ tour at TMZ.com. Have a great week, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
We're going to talk to CM Punk here in just a couple of seconds on the Kevin and Bean Show. Actor, comedian Reese Darby later on. And then Breakfast with Sting tickets. You know, I was thinking about these Breakfast Withs. Was Jack White the last one we did?
I think so.
That was a long time ago.
I think so, yeah. Maybe a year ago?
We kind of ran out.
2014 had none.
Wow.
Oh.
I blame me.
We kind of ran out of ones we wanted to do because once we started to really check them off our wish list of U2 and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Arcade Fire and Jack White and people like that were like the dream guests, then we were like, what do we do now?
The answer is Nickelback, but we couldn't get them.
We couldn't get Nickelback. So just announced this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, our next Breakfast With is going to be with the legend himself, Sting. Is going to be in the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock, and that is going to be on Wednesday, August 31st at 8 a.m. So if you love Sting like we do and you want to be in the audience, just keep listening for plenty of chances to win all this week and next here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and you can be part of the interview. You can be there to hear him perform live for us, also help us interview the man himself, and of course, if you're not lucky enough to get in and get your tickets, that will be broadcast live that morning, Wednesday, August 31st at 8 a.m. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've had Sting on before, too.
Yeah.
You'll recall, Kevin. He's a super fun and super funny guy, too.
Sure is. Has all the stories, has all the songs.
Yeah, he is.
But he's really, the way he looks is his only negative, right?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I think he's fine.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Mr. Punk is on the phone. This is really, really exciting, you guys. Anyone?
Is he what? Mr. Punk?
He is to me. Look, I'm not going to take any chances here. I don't get beat up.
Okay.
When a guy is a legend in one thing and then says, hey, you know what? I'm going to go do this other thing. I would never bet against him because he's the kind of guy who can make it happen. Former WWE champ CM Punk is on the phone making his UFC debut coming up September 10th at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio at UFC 203. CM Punk, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Your TV show, UFC Presents The Evolution of Punk, The Ground Up, starts tonight on Fox Sports 1. We all had a chance to watch episode 1, and I just kept thinking as I was seeing it, you did everything you could to come into this sport saying, look, I've got a lot to learn, yet you still have so many people hating on you for being in the UFC. Is that a surprise to you?
No, that's human nature. That's human beings for you, you know. Envy and jealousy and of it that neighbor. That's just business as usual.
Most fighters get the learning curve stuff out of the way before they're in the spotlight. You're doing it sort of the opposite, where everybody gets to watch your first fight and there's a lot of attention being paid to it.
Yeah, not only do they get to watch my first fight, they get to watch all the embarrassing training footage. I hate letting people watch me train. So, you know, why not? Why not film it and put it on Fox?
Were you not aware that they'd be doing that?
It was my idea, you know. I felt like it was an important thing to do, you know. Let's document it, you know. Whatever happens, let's just put it out there. Let's show people not to be afraid about what you want to go after in life. You know, and set goals and accomplish things.
Take me back to the moment that you had the idea. Hey, I've done everything I can do in the WWE. I'm going to walk away from that. What's the next chapter of my life? I'm still a relatively young man. Why UFC? What made you think, hey, that's the next move for me?
Because to me, it was it wasn't so much a lateral move, you know. I recognized the similarities between WWE and UFC, you know, but then I also notice the stark differences, and the differences is it's just a challenge. You know, I don't like speaking about things I've done, like, in a positive light. I'm a pretty self-deprecating guy. I think that's like that's just the way I'm wired. But I conquered the one thing, you know, so what's next? And my entire wrestling career was, okay, I go here. And then I do everything I can, and then I go here. And then I do everything I can, and then I go here. And then I do everything I can, and then after WWE, what really is there? You know, everything else felt like a step backwards.
I feel like everybody in the UFC has an element of a little bit of psychoness. You got to be a little bit mental to fight in the UFC. Do you have that in you?
I think most successful pro wrestlers have something wrong with them. Yeah. So
agreed.
Do I think I have something wrong with me? Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Good to know.
We're talking to CM Punk here at the Kevin DeBeach
Show. I write comic books for Marvel Comics too. You know, I could just do that. I could sit on my couch and eat bonbons and just do that. But
that sounds like a pretty good life.
I need something to challenge me, man. I really do.
Have you heard from other fighters in the UFC?
Oh yeah, plenty, tons.
And what's the response to you?
Are you being welcomed?
I find that most high level guys, and they're usually the more secure ones are super welcoming. Hey, if you need any help, you know, here's my phone number. Congratulations. Good luck to you. This, that, you know, for the people that are bent out of shape about it, you know, I don't understand why. It's not like they're stepping in the cage. You know what I mean? It's not like when I get punched, they get punched, you know. That's just the way the world is, you know. Somebody sees somebody else get an opportunity, and instead of working harder to better what their situation is, they'd much rather just say, I should have that. Screw that guy.
CM Punk, I knew you grew up as a Chicago sports fan. What was your first love when you were a little kid? What sport did you think you were going to play if you were able to be an athlete professionally?
Baseball, for sure.
Yeah.
I did the baseball thing for a long time. Yeah. I had to get glasses, and then unfortunately couldn't afford contact lenses, and my glasses wouldn't fit under my catcher's mask.
Oh,
that's the saddest story I've ever heard.
So you just had to feel your way around?
You just really took it down.
That is so sad.
I couldn't see a damn thing. Oh. So yeah,
you walk out to the pitcher and say, you're going to have to hit my glove.
Right. Just fastball every time.
I can't
time.
Go after it. Yeah. Well, yeah, at least you're alive in a wonderful time where the Cubs have the best record in baseball. That must be – he's so happy right now.
Can you do me a favor? Can you just say that one more time, please?
The Cubs have the best record in baseball.
Wow.
Yeah, that feels good, doesn't awesome. It?
That does feel good.
You know what, CM Punk, something that I found about you was your love for hockey is huge, but you have quite a relationship with the Los Angeles Kings mascot, Bailey. You guys are very combative during the season, and it's one of my favorite things to watch. How did that even start?
Man, I want to say it was 2012. The Western Conference Finals, Kings and Hawks, you know, chirping's a big thing in hockey, obviously. You
yeah,
know that.
Sure.
So, you know, the mascot was chirping, and I was chirping right back, and it's just kind of evolved into this whole big thing. And, you know, luckily, the Kings and the Hawks have developed a pretty substantial rivalry over the past couple of years, and mm-hmm. they've, in my opinion, given us the best hockey games, the best playoff hockey games of, you know, easily the last decade, probably more.
Yeah.
I mean, those Western Conference Finals, the Hawks and the Kings were amazing. So, you know, I just think he loves his team. I love my team. And, you know, we all can agree that the Hawks are the better team.
And go Kings.
I don't think we said that.
I think what you're saying is go Kings, go.
Well, look, here's what I would say as we let you get off the line here is after you beat Mickey Gall at UFC 203, then maybe down the road like 205, 206, you take Bailey into the octagon. I think that's the fight we need to see next.
You know what? If we can set that up at the Staples Center so we can beat him up on his home turf, that would
be lovely. That's hurtful.
Here we go.
That is hurtful.
Hey, you guys are going to love this show. UFC presents The Evolution of Punk, The Ground Up. It is really, really fascinating. If you want to see CM Punk's journey from the WWE to the UFC, that starts tonight on Fox Sports 1 at 6:30. So glad we had a couple of minutes to chat with you. And good luck at the fight in Cleveland on September 10th. You're welcome anytime, CM Punk. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
C-Store for details.
Radio. KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
World famous K-Rock. K-Rock.
Are we a public access station
now? I feel like we just were.
What's going on?
Yep.
That was a very emphatic, ew, wasn't it?
Throw out your poops, your pet's poop. Put it in a bag.
Hey, it's Monday morning. It's 6:53. That's the bad news. The good news is Ralph Garman is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
It's a Monday morning, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Suicide Squad. In its second week, pretty well for itself, $43.7 million. Sausage Party debuted with $33.6 million. That was good enough to make it number two. Pete's Dragon debuted with $21.5 million. So two of the top three films were all brand new for folks. Jason Bourne was fourth. Bad Moms was fifth. Then The Secret Life of Pets. Star Trek Beyond. Florence Foster Jenkins, also a new film, debuted with $6.6 million. I'm surprised more people didn't want to see a hilarious comedy about Meryl Streep not singing well. Stunned.
It did look great.
It does look great.
It does. And I'm so excited to see it
in
my local
Cineplex.
I went opening weekend and I enjoyed it with lots of popcorn.
I didn't actually make it to the theater.
Oh, what happened? I'm sorry.
I didn't actually go, but I would. I'm eager to see it.
You're a fan. You're a fan.
It does look good, B.
Thank you.
Nine Lives was ninth and Lights Out at number 10. Saturday, we got some bad news for the Star Wars universe. Kenny Baker, R2-D2 himself, passed away over the weekend. Beloved by Star Wars fans around the world as little R2-D2.
No!
Kenny stood all of 3'8". But he loomed large in the Star Wars universe. Beep, beep, boop, 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 boop. Just worked the head. Did you know that? Didn't move the robot.
I'm sorry, what?
What are we talking about?
R2-D2's head.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That was Kenny's work.
Mm-hmm. Just the head?
Just the head. Then he went on to star in films like Time Bandits and other films that required diminutive actors. So, he will be missed. He was R2-D2 for 6 films. He couldn't perform in Force Awakens because of his ill health. He was not well towards the end of his life. However, I thought it was kind of them. They gave him a credit in the film anyway. Because he is, of course, the heart and soul of R2-D2. So.
He was droid consultant, I think.
Yes.
Did you hear what Mark Hamill said?
No.
He said he was the droid he was looking for.
Ah.
Oh, God.
See what Mark did there? That's a play on the popular Star Wars films.
Mm, not getting it.
It's a line from A New Hope.
Mm-mm.
No?
Where can people go to get information and be, you know, turn the ignorance around?
That's a great question.
Allie, I think, is the answer.
Thank you.
Robert De Niro on Friday spent some quality time bashing Donald Trump. De Niro was at the Sarajevo Film Festival accepting its first ever Lifetime Achievement Award, and an interview on Friday, he compared Donald Trump to Travis Bickle, the mentally disturbed character he played in Taxi Driver in the classic 1976 film.
He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I don't believe Robert De Niro is the founder of ISIS. What Trump has been saying is totally crazy, ridiculous stuff that shouldn't even... He is totally nuts, De Niro said.
I love what he just said.
Yeah, well... He's talking about you, the Donald.
He is a solid, solid person.
Donald's the best, right?
I don't like mosquitoes!
He doesn't like mosquitoes.
I'm with him on that.
Agreed.
I mean, agreed, right?
He doesn't like them.
No good.
And Thomas Gibson, who was suspended for 2 weeks by CBS after he kicked a writer-producer on the set of Criminal Minds, has indeed been fired from that show. No word on how his exit will be dealt with on the show, whether his character will be killed off, or perhaps the character will be recast. No words yet. Producer said creative details on how the character's exit will be addressed in the show at a later date. As I looked into the details, Thomas Gibson had some issues on the set prior to that. Arguments, fights with other people. So this was not a one-off, but apparently they've had an assful of Thomas Gibson. And by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but he kicked the writer in the shins.
Mm.
Who kicks someone in the shins if you're above the age of six? Who's doing what? Is he one of the little rascals? Who kicks somebody in the shins?
I don't know. That is
a manly fight at all. Kicking in shins. Meanwhile, Gibson has reportedly retained a legal firm to represent him in what could be a lawsuit against ABC Studios and CBS TV Studios, who co-produced the show. So he may sue them because he wants money.
That's a weird story.
Yeah, maybe he should just go away. Gibson had to undergo anger management counseling after hitting another assistant director in 2010 on that same show, by the way. So, he may be a weak hand for him to draw on. I'm just saying.
You are just saying.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Deborah Messing's 48 years old today. Anthony Anderson turns 46. Ben Affleck's 44. Natasha Henstridge, 42 years old. Emily Kinney, Beth on The Walking Dead, is 31. Jennifer Lawrence is 26. Bean's going to get a callus.
Wow.
I'm on that bell ringing. And singer Joe Jonas.
I'm sorry?
Joe Jonas, it says here. Hmm. Celebrates his 27th
birthday.
Sure,
it's not just Jonas?
Tomato, tomato.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Always a lot of fun when this man walks into the studio. He is a writer, actor, comedian. Rhys Darby joins us on K-Rock right now. Hey, Rhys.
Hey.
What's going
I'm clapping
on, man?
Myself.
That's okay. That's allowed.
I just wanted the audience to be slightly bigger.
You can be enthusiastic about your appearance on the show. That's fine. How you been?
Good, thank you.
I tweeted yesterday that you were going to be on the program today, and CM Punk, also the wrestling superstar, was going to be on. And I was wondering which one of you would win in a fight.
Oh.
And a listener responded, and I guess I should have seen this coming, that of course you would win because you are also a werewolf. And I thought, of course.
Mm, that's right.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd have to fight at that particular time.
Right.
When
right.
the moon comes out.
Right.
It's like, you can't change that date at the last minute.
No! Specific. No, please!
It's been rescheduled.
I've got my tracksuit pants on and everything.
So you'd have to run away from him until the conditions were favorable.
Yeah,
then,
follow me!
Then.
Follow me into the night!
Then you'd be unbeatable.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the tides have turned!
And it occurs to me that the last time you were in, I think you had filmed your werewolf episode of The X-Files, yet we had not seen it yet. It had not aired. So this is our first chance to talk to you about it. And it was one of the craziest things that I've ever seen on television, Reese.
Oh, wow. That's wow, what an honor to be part of that.
You assume it's on the positive side.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything so bad in all my life.
No, it was the best. Chip and I were insane. When that came out, we're like, when's Reese Darby coming back? It was my favorite, oh, and cool. I'm such a huge X-Files fan, so yeah. That's pretty big praise. Well,
what was it like for you, Reese?
Unbelievable. I was actually scared myself doing it. I mean, it was...
You're that good an actor?
Yeah, I really... I become what I do. You know, for me, that was real. And I just, you know, I was in the middle of the night in the forest at one point, completely naked. And,
okay.
We're talking about the role, though, for X-Files.
Oh,
not how
sorry.
You got the role. Yeah.
Sorry.
Not the audition.
I just felt like, yeah, it was eerie, you know. I mean, the sets, the whole thing. And, of course, I'm working there with Mulder and Scully. And, you know, I was part of this thing. It was unbelievable.
That I always wonder when, even though you're an actor and you're a professional, you've been doing it for a long time, and you know it's just a job, and you know it's make-believe, when you are in the moment and you look up and there's Mulder and there's Scully, it just has to, in my mind, it would be some sort of like brain freeze or something. Like, this can't be happening to me.
Well, absolutely, especially when you're just a small boy from a small town in New Zealand and you've been watching these things, watching, you know, this phenomenon of a show, you know, for many years, and you think, oh, this is such a great show. I just enjoy it. As soon as the theme music comes on, you know, you're in that world.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, jump ahead 20 years and you're actually in the show with them. It's like a dream.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, there it is again! No!
Your career is taking you to unexpected places. I feel like a lot of times you're surprised at the work that you end up doing.
Yeah, you can see the surprised look on my face when you see me.
What am
you
I
sure
doing?
Me? I won another prize?
Tell us about The Hunt for the Wilder People.
Well, that's the latest film from Taika Waititi, friend of mine. You guys might know him from what else did he? Well, Eagle versus Shark came
boy.
Here. A lot of his films are indie, and I don't know how much of the release they had in this in the US, but big fans. People know this one's actually been the most successful in terms of its reach. Really? But you guys would probably know What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
Sure.
That's the one that, that was before.
That was hilarious. Yeah. Jermaine was in that.
Yep, Jermaine and myself. That's where I play the werewolf, that one, not the X-Files episode. I was a reptilian in that one.
You were Were-Man.
Were-Man.
Were-Monster.
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 Yes.
But you're right to say Were-Man because it was a reversal.
You were also Guy.
Yeah. Guy-Man.
I'm not sure Guy-Man.
No, that was his name, right?
Guy-Man. Yeah, Guy-Man. Best name ever. Best character name ever.
Oh, no. Now, your friend Taika, though, is he going to bring you with him for the new Thor movie? Isn't he doing the latest Thor movie?
He sent me a costume. It was the hammer. So I guess not.
All right.
No, I'm not involved in the Marvel world at the moment.
But you should be.
I should. I mean, you'd think so,
right?
Wouldn't you? When you think of Thor, you think, "Oh, well, Reese will be turning up any minute here." Come on, please. Audience will be waiting 2 hours, and he's still not here.
So the Hunt for the Wilder People, you have a powerful Duck Dynasty-style beard.
Yeah.
Do you grow that for reals, or is this all Hollywood trickery?
That's the wonderful New Zealand trickery.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a homemade beard made by Nancy Beard.
She does good work.
Wow. She's one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I could not grow that. I mean, you've seen me with a goatee. That's as far as I can go.
That's all
I can't even do the side stuff. I think because when I started doing the goatee thing for the Concords, it became such a thing that the rest of my face went, well, that's it. You're only doing that now, is it? Okay. So the other hairs on the side, well, we're out of work, are we? Are we coming out? No. It's just the front bit, guys. Oh.
And I didn't know that's how it
worked. So they left, those guys on the sides. They just gave up.
So no capability there at all.
No capability. Huh. And so they didn't want the goatee. They wanted the full scenario. So I had to get Nancy Beard in.
Okay, well, that's good. Good, and she was available.
Nancy does good work.
But I play this guy who lives, he's off the grid. You know, he's in the middle of nowhere. And he's a conspiracy nut. He's into UFOs and stuff. He's very like myself. So it was, if I hadn't have married the woman I married, I would have gone on a different track and I would have been this guy. I think.
Thank God for her.
Right.
Oh, we have our moments. We have our moments. I could still jump on the other track.
She keeps you in line, though, from pursuing the
Sometimes
crazy.
Sometimes she puts me on the other track and pushes me off.
What about me? You're in this movie with Sam Neill, who is he the biggest star ever out of New Zealand in terms of acting?
Yes, definitely.
It seems like he does a lot of work down there. Like, he just wants to live and work in New Zealand. It seems like it's difficult to get him to leave to go do movies in Europe and America.
Yeah, he lives in this beautiful place called Queenstown. And I guess it's kind of like the Switzerland of New Zealand. And there's beautiful vineyards, mountains, amazing lakes. And he has his own vineyard. And he makes wine. I mean, why would you leave there?
Yeah.
Right.
So living a pretty good life.
That's the hard bit.
I assumed the wine with the grape vines and the land. How much land does he have?
Oh, I don't know the exact square footage.
Does he have all of it? I'm not asking you for the exact square footage.
I am.
I did write it down at one point.
Okay, all right.
Should I bring that in? I was going to bring it in this morning. Will they ask the square footage of Sam Neill's? They're bound to. No, don't like that with you, dear. Don't worry about that.
Do you get homesick for New Zealand, Reese?
I go back quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is amazing, you know, because it's a fair way and it's a nearly 12-hour flight. But
worth it.
It's worth it because, you know, I miss the place a lot. And so I get back probably four times a year, which is really good. Yeah.
You're flying for free then with all those miles.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, when it is paid for, of course, yes, I jump at it. When I have to pay, then you have to have another think about it. Is it really worth it just to go back there and have that done?
But when you walk around, you're the conquering king.
Right?
I
wouldn't say that. You know, I keep in the shadows a bit.
Do you?
You know, you don't want to stick out too much. People will come up. Hey, too big for us now, eh? Living over there. Going on K-Rock and stuff, are you, mate?
Do they say that a lot there?
Yeah. How's K-Rock going?
All right. Reese Darby is here, and you can see why. And The Hunt for the Wilder People, or Wilder People, is in theaters now.
Is it Wilder?
I thought it was Wilder, but somebody said Wilder today, and then they sounded smarter than I did, so I thought maybe. And Reese, you are also, we're going to talk more when we come back about this, but you also still doing the monthly at the Largo as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And you're going to be there this Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Largo. If you want to get tickets for that, at largo-la.com. Reese Darby is our guest. We'll be right back after this on camera. Isaiah Fernandez from Los Angeles, thank you so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You just won Coldplay tickets at the Rose Bowl. Your chance to pick a ticket, Coldplay at the Rose Bowl or Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium coming up. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock this morning, we're giving away our first pair of tickets for our Breakfast with Sting. You hear about that, Reese Darby? Mm-hmm. We have Sting coming in, performing live and being interviewed.
Wow.
It's a big deal, right?
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So Breakfast with Sting tickets coming
Walking
up here
on the moon.
We're going to let him do it.
But, some they say.
Right.
Doo-dee-doo-doo.
Speaking of impressions.
Why are you stopping
why,
him?
Why, Bean?
Come on. He's singing.
Because I heard it.
Let
Speaking
him sing.
Of impressions, Reese Darby, very...
Walking on the moon.
Very famous and popular comedian and actor from New Zealand.
They say, do 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 away today.
Okay, now can I jump in?
Yeah, please.
Allie would like to debut her New Zealand accent for you, Reese, and have you judge how good she is at being a Kiwi.
Okay.
All right. It's a line from Eagle versus Shark.
All right.
I almost came as a shark, actually, but then I realized an eagle slightly better. Huh?
Okay.
Hey,
not bad.
Okay. The Kiwi compliment, not bad.
Not bad. You're getting a not bad from me.
All right.
it sounded a little like it could be Australian.
But what's the difference?
Well, it's subtle differences.
What are they?
For example, here's an Australian
walking
into your room. Oh, yeah. Nah, gotta go down there, mate. Here's a New Zealander walking. Oh, yes. Got to go down there, mate.
All right. You're just making things up now. Speaking of...
I don't know where he's going down. What are they talking about? Got to go down. I think he's walked into something quite bad. Or speaking maybe of, good. But a bit early for it.
Speaking of national pride,
does
New Zealand... are they at the Olympics? Do they have any athletes at all?
Yes. Of course they do.
Do they? Okay.
We have over 200 in our team.
200?
200,
Are
yes.
you kidding?
There's actually more people have left the country for it than are still there.
What's your best sport? I'm going to guess rugby is probably where New Zealand shines.
Yes. Well, of course, that is our national sport.
Mm-hmm.
The Olympics are sort of a different story. Now, for the first time, rugby sevens is in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah. Now, our female team did quite well. We got a silver. The men... didn't do so well. There was a bit of a hiccup, and anyway, Fiji won, which was amazing. Yeah, we got beaten really early. We got beaten by Japan in the rugby sevens. So that was kind of a shock. And what a wonderful, you know, things that happen in the Olympics, these surprises, these big kind of, you know, things that happen, that these shocks. So that was one of those.
You don't like to be on the receiving end of those shocks, necessarily.
No, it's well, you know, unless it's... you know, it's a bit of fun. You can go, ah, it's so unexpected that you kind of look back at them. I mean, I'm living away from New Zealand, so I'm looking back at it and going, oh, how did that feel, guys? Is that all right? And they're all sort of depressed and angry, you know, and just fighting amongst themselves. And for me, it's kind of, I'm on the sidelines going, oh, I think it's great, you know, that we got beaten by Japan. And
Reece continues to make friends wherever he goes.
Yeah. Other sports, though, I guess.
Other sports, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're great at sailing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's happening right now. I think we're our little sailors. Rowing is a big one. We've got a gold in that. Mahi Drysdale got it in the single.
New Zealand has a lot of water, and I assume a lot of water sports because
water
of that.
Sports, yeah, yeah. We're surrounded by water. So it's mainly based on water, mm-hmm. or if there's a rugby ball involved.
All right. I got you. I was mentioning off the air that Puerto Rico won its first ever gold medal in tennis. The whole country in 50 years had never won a gold medal until this weekend. And Puerto Rico is a place that you spent most of your summer, right?
That's right. That's where I shot Wrecked.
Which is a TV show that Reese is on TBS.
Yeah.
What's Puerto Rico like to actually live there, not just visit for a week?
Well, I enjoyed it. But, you know, it seems like it still needs a bit of work.
You think?
Yeah. I think
still needs a bit of work.
Yeah, there's a lot of buildings that are abandoned. It needs a big thrust into the economy. It needs more people coming in and actually staying there for longer than a week and staying in a hotel. You know, it needs, I don't know, it needs some of the Puerto Ricans to come back from, you know, they all took off. And
they all took off.
Well, I think a lot of them went over to the state side, you know.
Right.
It's just across the water there. If they can get past the Bermuda Triangle.
Sure.
You know, a lot of them didn't make it. But I think, yeah.
I don't know that you're basing that on anything.
Is this factually correct?
I don't know that it's factually correct.
I'm just sitting on the beach, and I was literally watching ships go under.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That is, I'm surprised that's not getting more attention.
I'm yelling out, no, don't do it. Watch out. You're in the triangle. Help! They took a risk.
They knew it. They knew what they were getting into.
Do you habla any español while you're down in Puerto Rico?
No, I didn't try those, but there's all sorts of different drinks you can get. And they're big on the rum.
Rum,
you know?
Yeah. Famous for their rum.
Amazing rum. And, you know, there's some fantastic beaches and... you know, and they've got a great big national forest that's pretty awesome to go through. They've got lots to look at. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it actually reminds me of New Zealand in a lot of ways because it's an island. There's sort of there's something about island culture that is just makes everyone sort of have more of a unity. There's less people, I guess, and
right.
They celebrate what they have, which is that kind of island culture. They like. Music a lot, so
right.
Even we had a crew that was obviously you know filming the TV show, and in between takes they would just turn their music on and start sort of dancing and stuff, and it was like it was a great kind of
yay, they're done,
yeah, woo.
They yelled cut, let's dance,
good vibes, put it that way.
Can you imagine if in the commercial breaks here we just brought out a boombox and then just started dancing?
Yeah, amazing. That's the kind of thing, you know, and it's kind of like almost a festive kind of feel to it.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, hey, you know, and then...
I'm sorry, what was it?
That's fun. Hey!
You can watch the first full season of Wrecked on TBS.com, and you have been picked up for a second season, which will premiere next year.
Do it again.
Hey! I mean, if you hear that, you know, Reese is having fun. He's done his noise.
All right, before we go, let's talk about Thursday night. What do you want to tell us about the Largo? Tickets are on sale now, largo-la.com. This is your regular monthly visit. What's planned for this week?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if you enjoy what you hear on K-Rock, but if you want to see the real thing,
mm-hmm.
want to see me live in the flesh, then this is where you see me live, at the Largo at Coronet. So it's a variety show. We have stand-up, we do sketch, there's music, and there's a piece at the end. So there's a lineup of different comics. At the end of the show, I get everyone on stage, and we do this Darby's panel discussion. So I set the comics up on stools,
mm-hmm.
and then I have a spinning wheel of topics, and I spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, then we talk about that thing. So it's really to get the comedians' minds talking and just, you know, comedy coming out of nowhere.
Do you put something on that wheel that you just absolutely don't want to talk about?
Just for the thrill of it?
Yes, I actually let the guests choose their own topic of their own choice, and I put it on the wheel, so with the chance of it landing on that. But generally, every other topic, and let's, you know, there's probably 25 other ones, are all things I'm really into.
Okay. So it's let's talk about what Reese likes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you got good odds then.
Yeah, a lot of it's kind of a paranormal stuff, you know, weird thing, alien moon bases, hollow earth theory, cryptozoology, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Oh, yes. The standards. By the way, Reese, you'll love this. Our little friend Chip, the midget in the back of the room.
Oh, yeah.
She's in a rock and roll band. And where were you the other day, Chip, on tour when you met a woman who not only says Bigfoot is alive, but has seen Bigfoot on multiple occasions?
Oh, yeah. We were in, we made a stop in Wyoming on the way to South Dakota. And we stopped in this thrift store. And this lady was super nice, like, you know, very, you know, open and, you know, and she started talking about Sasquatch.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, oh, you know he's alive. He's real. He's in the trees. They all hide in the trees. And like she was telling us, like, just walk around and just look at the trees and they're there. And we're like, oh, this is awesome.
Wow. Yeah. See, those kind of people I love. You know, they truly believe they've seen something or they've heard someone who's seen something and they're into it.
Now, have you seen anything or do you just believe because you want to believe?
I haven't seen any cryptids.
Okay.
But I do believe. But I have seen UFOs. And I was actually in Loch Ness at the time. So
you were in Loch Ness when you saw a UFO?
Yeah. So that's the double whammy.
Well, you're mixing up your fairy tales, Reese, is what's
that's
happening.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, that's 25 points if you can get two in one go.
Is
like that
right?
Yeah. I was lying. I saw some weird lights moving in bizarre shape formats up in the sky late at night.
And now, in your mind, is that alien?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely. Well, it's not.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's not man. It's not man.
Okay.
Or lady. It's alien. Yeah, cause just because the way they were moving. But they were very, very high up, so they were up by the stars. So they were, you know, they're just observing us.
Were you high at the time?
Not as high as the UFOs.
Okay.
I did have something. Yeah, we were staying somewhere and she gave me some weird concoction.
And there it is.
It is right there.
All right, there's a lot going on with our friend Reese Darby. The Hunt for the Wilder People is in theaters right now. You should definitely check that out. Tickets are on sale tonight at the Largo. Wrecked coming back on TBS next year, and we didn't even have time to mention it, but he is, of course, a voice on Voltron, Legendary Defender on Netflix, which has also just been picked up for a second season. So everything you touch turns to gold, Reese.
And I've just touched some of your console here in the studio.
All right. Oh, so that's good news for us then.
It looks like it needs a bit of work. It's from the 70s.
That is also accurate.
This is the same equipment that they have in Puerto Rico.
It is.
Needs a lot of attention.
Great to see you, sir. Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
I think Ali's in love, by the way.
He's my favorite. He was my favorite last time, and he continues being the best guest ever.
Reese Darby, great guy. A lot of fun. So you're going to go see him at the Largo on Thursday night?
Sure.
Kevin, I'm sure when you woke up this morning, the first thing you thought was the same thing that I thought, and I think every August 15th, which is, hey, isn't today Indian Independence Day? And yeah, it is. Today is the anniversary. I think it was back in 1947 that India broke free from Britain. Today is the start of India as a country. And India is very much in the news right now because there is a controversial new book that has not yet been released in that country, but it is out in England, about Mahatma Gandhi. It's called Gandhi, Naked Ambition. And one of the things that he goes into is what a wackadoodle Mahatma Gandhi was when it comes to sex. The first part of his life, he had a very normal life. He married a woman and had four kids. And then at the age of 38, he took a vow of celibacy.
Isn't it too late?
After you're married and have children?
I mean, I feel like.
He decided that lust was bad and wanted to fight it. And he wanted to do everything he could to fight lust. And he tempted himself in every possible way. And rather than have me tell you about it, I thought it might be fun to dial up the hotline to heaven. And let's see if we can get the great Mahatma Gandhi himself on the line and talk about the charges that are in this new book. So hopefully this will work and we'll have him on the phone.
Oh, good morning. Hello, who is there?
Hi, Mr. Gandhi. It's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock Radio Los Angeles.
Oh, that is sure very nice to hear from you.
Well, it's great to talk to you. How's heaven, sir?
It is pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right. I guess I was hoping it'd be even better than that, but
don't
all right.
Want to go on and on about it, but yes, I am having a very nice time.
Okay. Well, listen, I don't know if you know, if your people told you why we were calling.
But my people.
Don't you
what
have...
people would those people be?
You don't know if there are people up in
no
heaven?
Publicists?
No, you don't get an entourage in heaven. They don't say, well, this is your publicist, this is your agent and manager.
Okay, so I guess we just got lucky that you picked up the phone when we dialed
the
hotline.
Well, you called me.
Okay, all right. So you've been gone for 60 years, but new information is coming out about the way that you used to tempt yourself when you were trying to remain chaste. Can you talk a little bit about that, please, Mr. Gandhi?
It wasn't tempting myself. It was strengthening my resolve against the ways of the flesh.
Uh-huh. And you would do that by doing what?
I could strengthen my willpower by laying in bed with beautiful young naked women.
Okay. What's the point of that?
It teaches one self-control. Mm-hmm. To focus on the ways of the spirit and the mind more than the flesh and the body.
Right, but maybe not climbing into bed with naked women who aren't your wife would have been a good way to go, too.
But how can you truly say you are in control of yourself unless you are put to the test?
I mean, I guess in some sort of twisted way that makes sense.
It's not twisted at all. A man cannot know if he climbs the mountain if he stays in the valley.
Man
must take the first step. And go and press himself to learn if he is truly capable of the things he longs to be.
All right, and how did you do? What was your success rate in not fooling around with these beautiful naked women that were
in
your
would
bed?
Lie in bed with a beautiful naked woman to test my resolve against the lust and the ways of flesh.
Right.
I would fail every time.
Oh, no.
And then in the morning I'd say, okay, it's a new day. I'm going to try again to be better. Okay. And that's all we can hope to be.
That's all
to
we can
improve
hope to be.
Day by day.
Okay, so did you get better?
No, I did not get better. But I kept trying, and that really is the important thing, I think, to learn.
So
the lesson for today is, if you fall off the mountain... Get yourself right back up again.
Uh-huh.
And get in bed with a young naked woman.
So you were committed enough that you would try again the next
night. Every
night
I would try.
Wow.
To say, no. No, Gandhi's penis, down. But next thing you know, a big dent in my diaper.
Okay, well... We don't like to think of it as a diaper.
It looked like one to me when I would wear it.
It kind of looked
like a big baggy diaper.
Right. So you're a hero then for how much effort you put into trying to be
blessed. I am a hero, and I think I should get a big statue for me to be made of me. And everyone should say, what a good guy he is.
He's a good guy. But,
and also, I would never eat a hamburger because the cow is sacred, you know.
Right, yes, I understand that's...
And every night I'd have a big double-double with cheese. I could not really resist anything.
Wow.
I was not good that
didn't
way.
Didn't have very much willpower, did you?
Not at all. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
That's a good point. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:54.
Just announced this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, our latest breakfast with, this time it's breakfast with... Stan.
Roxanne!
That's right. Not that guy, but the real guy is going to be here
at
the Red Bull.
Yes, put on the red light.
Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock on Wednesday, August 31st. Sorry, I thought there was going to be more. At 8 a.m., if you'd like to be in the audience and help us interview Sting, we are looking for you right now at 1-800-520-1067. You will have to earn the tickets in the most painful way yet, but you will have a chance to win the first pair of tickets for Breakfast with Sting. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play a game right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Monday.
It is Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Once again, Suicide Squad for the second week in a row takes the number one slot with $43.7 million. It's only about a third of its opening weekend's take, but still good enough to make it number one. Sausage Party, right behind that, $33.6 million. Pete's Dragon debuted with $21.5 million. Jason Bourne and Bad Moms were the rest of the top five. The Secret Life of Pets, I love that damn film, sixth at the box office with $8.8 million. Then Star Trek Beyond, Florence Foster Jenkins, Nine Lives, and Lights Out. Those are your top 10 films. Sad news we heard over the weekend, the passing of Kenny Baker. Best known, of course, as one of the time-traveling dwarfs in Time Bandits.
Oh, yeah, he was also R2-D2. He was also R2-D2 in Star Wars as well for six films.
No!
He was in ill health towards the end of his life, but Star Wars fans all over the world mourning the loss of R2-D2.
It's a touching tribute.
Thank you. It's the way he would have wanted it. Were you sad, Allie, when you heard the passing of R2-D2?
I was. I feel like 81 is still kind of young.
It is. 81 is very young. Amy Schumer is the best friend a girl could ask for.
Why?
She was filming a movie in Hawaii. Working. And she said to the production company, I have to take a break because I have to serve as a bridesmaid at my friend's wedding. And she did. And so she was. And there she had it. Good for her.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
That's that nice. Whole story was that Amy
she
Schumer
honored
was,
her commitment?
Was a bridesmaid? That was the story?
She stopped filming a movie to go be a bridesmaid. It doesn't happen very often where people put other people's needs and feelings above their own careers. I thought it was nice.
Okay.
Let's talk about things that are more bean-like.
Let's not.
Thomas Gibson kicked a guy in the shins. And so he was suspended and then fired from Criminal Minds. They said he was going to take 2 weeks off, and then they said, you know what, why don't you just not come back?
Take all weeks off.
Take all the weeks. it looks like Gibson's good retaining a lawyer. He's going to sue ABC and CBS TV studios who co-produced the show, and I guess he's going to want the remainder of the money on his contract or some such thing. But look, he's got a history of altercations on the set with cast members, producers, writers, directors, and I think he's going to have a hard time.
You get zippo, nada.
When you're fired for cause, it's tough to go back and also want to get paid.
Well, especially when you have a history of the very same thing that led you to be fired in the first place. They're going to probably say, look, it was way overdue. We were actually more than kind by keeping him on as long as we were.
Right.
And Rick Astley.
He loves him.
I do love Rick Astley so much.
How can you? How much can you love Rick Astley?
Well, first of all,
what's
my point?
Most love you can have for Rick Astley.
You either just barely like him or you barely dislike him.
Right.
That's
like,
it.
Oh, I like those two songs he had in the 80s. They were fun.
That's
as good as you can get.
That's all it is.
First of all, he has like 10 hits. But second of all, he has a new album coming out. I bought the import, but
sure.
So I've heard it. But it comes out in America October 7th, and it's great. Rick Astley's back, you guys, and better than ever.
I'm not even.
What's the story? What's going on with Rick Astley?
Today's celebrity birthday.
No, no, no.
Hey, Messing's 48.
Hey, hold on,
Anthony Anderson's 46.
What's
Ben
going
Affleck
on?
Turns
what's the
44.
News on Rick Astley?
Why don't you go look it up?
Look it up.
Natasha Henstridge is 42. Emily Kinney turns 31 years old today. Joe Jonas turns 27.
What's he doing?
Jennifer Lawrence turns 26.
Is he okay?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this beat.
We have a long history of something we like to call Breakfast With, where we bring some of the biggest and best artists in the world today into a tiny little room with just us and like 100 people. And we all interview the person together and listen to them perform live. And we got another one just announced this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's our Breakfast With Sting. Coming up on August 31st at the Red Bull Sound Space here at K-Rock. You want to win tickets? You can right now at 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play Omarosa.
As a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
DJ Omar Khan, welcome into the studio, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Happy belated birthday.
Thank
Omar
you.
Was celebrating over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the best singer in the world.
How
I'd go so far as to say you are among the worst.
You.
But we do have callers on the line who are going to attempt to identify the title of the Sting song that you're going to be singing. Now, these are going to be either Sting solo hits or Police songs.
Correct.
Your choice-o. Mm-hmm. But do what you can for the listener to try to make your version sound like a version they may have heard before.
I'm going to kill this. I'm going to channel my inner Sting.
But did you hear Bean?
Yeah.
try to make it sound like the original.
I would be surprised if Sting doesn't invite me on the stage. Okay, he's like, dude, right. I heard you on K-Rock. You kill it.
Okay,
well, let's play the game. All right. You guys are going to be blown away.
All right, take it easy.
About how great I am.
You do tend to improvise a lot, and I'm saying no.
It's an artistic choice.
Okay. There are times the artistic choice is I don't think he's heard the song.
Right.
Let's start with Kim in Granada Hills. Hi, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. Thank you.
All right, so it's going to be a Sting song, Sting or the Police. All you have to do is identify it by title. Here's Omar.
I dream of rain. I lift my gaze to the empty skies above. I close my eyes. Oh, this God. Rare perfume is sweet intoxication of her love.
Beautiful. Wow. That was
thank
truly
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Kim?
That was stunning. It's Desert Rose.
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
It was.
Thank you.
Really? I was sort of in the same world.
I will accept your apologies now.
I've got great news, by the way. No drawing this time. You name the title, you win. So Kim is in. She has won the first pair of tickets for our Breakfast with Sting. Who's next?
Next is Jody from Huntington Beach. Welcome, Jody.
Hello.
I'm sorry for what is about to happen to you.
Every move you make.
Can I answer?
Yes.
Every
breath you take. Yes, that's
you're correct.
Every
move you make. That's how good I am. Thank you. That's a compliment, actually, Jody.
Yeah. Because my first
note was so dead on. It's like, I know it. It's like, oh, is that Sting or is that Omar? I can't tell the difference. It's so awesome.
What's happening right now?
That's crazy.
Let's go to James in Westminster. Hi, James.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. Omar.
Hello.
Good,
ready?
Good luck.
I know my mind is made up, so put away your makeup. I told you once, I won't tell you again. It's a bad way.
Roxanne.
I know my mind is made up.
You don't get to sing with that.
No. You already said it. All right.
Killing it.
By the way, three for three, either people really know their Sting or Omar is doing a better job.
People really know their Sting,
so,
let's be honest.
All right.
Let's go to Kat in Alhambra. Hi, Kat.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, it's you.
Nope.
You ready?
Good luck with this.
I hope so.
All right.
I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my.
She's got it.
I hope that someone gets my.
Kat, save us. What's the answer?
Message in a bottle.
Yes, nicely done.
I'll send an SOS to the world.
Killing it.
You're doing great, Omar.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
When you hear the record play after Omar, you realize how good Sting is and how bad Omar is.
Well, I mean,
right?
I think that's the basis of this game, Bean.
Okay. All right. All right. So four pairs of tickets already given away. We got room for a couple more. Who's next?
Next is Mike in Pomona. Hi there.
Good morning, boys.
There we go.
Good luck.
Do I have to tell the story of a thousand rainy days since we first met? It's a big enough umbrella, but it's always me that ends up getting wet.
Oh, dear God.
Right? Oh, seriously, though, you don't know it?
I'm trying. Hang on. wrapped around your finger?
I'm sorry, that's everything you, every little thing you do.
Or she does.
Or she does.
It's magic.
Someone does something.
All right, we'll edit that
really
out, guys.
Magic.
I hate magic. I'm not a fan of magic.
All right, so Mike is a big loser. Let's see how.
Hey, that was on him.
I feel like that was on him. All right,
asshole.
Let's see who's next.
Hugo in Covina. Hi there.
Hi,
Hugo. Have you ever heard
of shot?
Have you ever heard a worse singer than Omar?
In this case, I consider him the best right now.
Thank you. All right, suck it up. Got it.
Good luck.
All right, here we go.
Some may say I'm wishing my days away. No way. And if it's the price I pay, some say tomorrow's another day.
Right, that's enough. That's
you
plenty.
Stay.
Right, that's good. Plenty. Thank you.
I may as well play.
Okay. All right. Hugo, save us from this bit. What's that called?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Shape of My Heart.
Sorry, it's Walking on the Moon.
Oh.
Again, that's on him! Right?
I think that's on both of you that
time. Yeah.
You bastards.
All right, we got time for one more.
Let's try one more, and it's going to be Ben in Highland Park. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Okay, here we go.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast done on the side. And you can hear it in my accent when I talk.
Englishman in New York.
It is.
Wow. I got the stand.
Wow.
Did not expect that.
No.
Kim and Jody and James and Kat and Ben will all be there with us on Wednesday, August 31st, here at K-Rock in the Red Bull Sound Space for our Breakfast with Sting. Keep listening for your chance to win. This has been Omaroki.
Omaroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
All right, so Friday morning? Is that when we were supposed to have Eric Andre on?
Yes.
Okay. I think so, yeah. I was trying to think maybe it was Thursday, but go ahead.
All the days run into each other. Friday morning, we're supposed to, you guys are going to love this so much. And don't hate me because you love Eric Andre, but here's the point. So Friday morning we're having Eric Andre on, and he is the worst. He's my ultimate foe, and
he doesn't like him because he's nonsensical.
He is nonsensical.
And Allie and I love him because he's nonsensical.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's the best.
You say that, Kevin, but you would never want to spend more than the amount of time we spend with him when he comes.
That's just not true.
You wouldn't want to know or hang out with or work with
him. I want to have cocktails with him. I want to watch football with him. I want to spend quality time with Eric Andre.
He is so disruptive on purpose just to upset people. That's his whole thing.
And then
how annoying can he be?
And then when people like Bean get upset, the rest of us can laugh and say, isn't this fun?
So the point is, Eric Andre is a guest, which I voted very vehemently and strongly against. Okay, so he was coming in on the show. So, you know, I lit candles the night before and started, sat down on the floor cross-legged and started praying to Hindu gods or whatever you have to do to make it not happen. And I thought and I wished and I hoped and I dreamed. And you know what happened? Eric Andre got delayed on his Delta flight out of New York and wasn't able to come in to the Kevin and Bean Show Friday morning.
Dreams come true, guys!
Because dreams come true, because I put it out there into the universe. Just like a little kid who's trying to get school canceled because he's got a science test that he didn't study for. He's like laying in his bed with his eyes closed as tight as they can be and thinking, school's got to be closed. And then somebody calls it a bomb threat and he doesn't have to take that test. And he goes, boom, it works. I'm in touch with the universe. I willed that with my mind.
Is it possible that your will had nothing to do with the situation where the plane didn't take off?
Not in this case, no. In this case, there's a direct correlation between me so strongly wanting that interview not to happen and then that interview not happening.
I'd like to book it 2 days in a row now.
I see. Cause and effect. That's what I'm telling you. So I mentioned that on the air on Friday, how all-powerful the universe is, and if you really put your mind to it. And then we started having these listeners who called in because we were doing a What's Good that day. And people were calling in with all sorts of stories of things that they say they were able to make happen with their minds.
Right, and it was all as stupid as yours.
Well, mine's real. Mine really did happen.
That's what I meant. So this girl calls and she says, oh, I wanted to win tickets to Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. And I called and I called and I called and I just couldn't get through. So I finally literally gave up and then called one more time and I won the tickets.
So she didn't literally give
said,
up
well,
at all.
You didn't literally give up and you called again.
Okay. Look, maybe she's
It's not exactly the same thing, but she said she actually brought up the secret.
Yeah.
She did bring up the... Now, the secret was a thing that existed for a long time, but Oprah kind of popularized it by featuring it on her daytime talk show back in the day, right?
And it's just straight nonsense.
But the idea of the secret is if you think positively and wish for good things to come your way and be specific, those things will happen, right? That's the gist of it.
Yeah. I have some audio if you want to hear the original...
But don't you think you're more likely to have good things happen if you have a positive attitude than if you don't?
Absolutely.
Yes, but this is taking it to a ridiculous level where it's just stupid. Because, I mean, it makes it sound like it's just a shopping list.
It makes it sound like you can will it towards yourself all willy-nilly, and I don't think that's
not the case.
Quite true.
I dreamed a dream of an Eric Andre-free Friday, and what did I get?
a week of 2 days with Eric Andre.
An Eric Andre Great Friday. All right, let me hear how the secret works. And then we want to take some phone calls from you. If you've ever experienced this where something happened because you made it happen with your mind, you thought about it enough or in the right way, and you don't think it would have happened if it hadn't been for
so
that.
So we're looking for crazy people.
Not necessarily crazy. You know, just
right,
people
that's
who
what I mean.
Are people not like you, Kevin, who are willing to harness the powers of their brain.
Mm.
That's what we're talking about here. 1-800-520-1067. What beautiful thing did you bring into your life by thinking about it? Let's hear how the secret works.
This is the great secret of life.
I like in the background.
Secret.
This is the great secret of life.
Secret, secret, secret.
You know, this secret gives you everything you want.
Right.
Happiness, health, and wealth.
That's great.
You can have, do, or be anything you want. What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking.
I mean, I'm not talking to you from the point of view of just wishful thinking or imaginary craziness.
Yes, you are.
Wait, this guy. I don't want this guy on my side.
He was part of it.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
Look, here's my whole thing. I wish for no Eric Andre. I got no Eric Andre.
Your example's dumb.
Why is my example? My example
because
is exactly
he,
how
he had
it works.
Plane trouble, and he's going to be on the show.
Right. And he wouldn't have had that plane trouble if I hadn't willed it and wished it. That's my point.
I know, and your point is dumb.
Because you don't believe in it, man, because you can't see it, because you're too narrow-minded, dude. Let's talk to Adriana. She's got my back. She's in L.A. She's on line one. She's going to show you how it works.
Yeah, I have to wait for them to put her on hold.
I apologize for that.
Yeah.
I should have noticed that.
A lot
of
people calling
out
about
there.
The secret.
Hey, put Adrian on hold, please. Hey, I'd like to wish that.
Yeah, you didn't. Will
Whoa,
that
you just
real
did,
good.
And then there she is.
Whoa,
that worked,
Bean.
Adriana.
Yes.
All right. What happened?
I'm still here. Wait, am I on the air?
You're on
I'm
the air. No, you're on the air now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was I saw an episode of The Office where Nellie said, "Oh, the seat was empty," so I assumed the position was empty. If everyone remembers that.
Okay.
So someone got let go, and they told me, we need you to help this person get acclimated to the position that they're going to be in. So I said, well, that seat's available. So I just sat in it and made myself at home at her computer, her old computer. And I figured if they told me to leave, I would just simply leave and go back to my department. But the next day, the VP of operations walked by, and she said, oh, by the way, our computer tech is going to set up your email. So no one kicked me out, and I got the position.
So wait, hold on a second. If I'm following this correctly, so you sat down at somebody else's desk and just started doing that job, and then you were given that job?
Correct. It's so like that person was let go, so that her seat, her computer, her desk was empty.
Okay.
And they told me, they said, okay, well, we're bringing in someone else like to kind of fill that position, but you know more about the company, so can you help this person get adjusted on their first day or first week? And I said, no problem.
But that's not the same as dreaming it or believing it. You actually sat in the seat and started doing it.
Correct. But what I said was, when I first got hired at that company, I said, before my first year is up, I'm going to get a title change and a promotion.
Okay. So she's on your side, Bean.
I'm not sure I want her.
She's on your side.
Adriana, I'm very happy for you, and I'm glad it all worked out for you. Thank you for the call.
All right.
You want to talk to Sergio about his vision board? He's in Anaheim. He's on line three.
I would love to, Bean. There we go. All right. Hey, Sergio.
Hey.
What's a vision board?
Vision board. It's part of the process of the secret. It's not something that you're just going to wake up and you're going to make a list and then, you know, you're going to have it, but part of the secret, you put a vision board so that you obviously have to work your ass off, but you are going to obtain everything they put in the vision board because you're putting that energy out in the universe. So
you cut out pictures, you put those on there.
Exactly. So wife and I did that. We worked our asses off, and then we ended up buying a dream house that was pretty much almost to the T to the picture that we had cut out of a house. we got, you know, we were able to troubleshoot the place that wanted to. Again, you got to put some work in. It's not something that you're just going to wake up and have it, but it almost puts it out to the universe, and it kind of opens the doors for you to obtain that.
But Sergio, what if you hadn't had – I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I'm happy for you and your wife's success. But if you hadn't had the vision board and you had just worked your ass off, wouldn't all that same stuff had happened?
I don't think so necessarily, because you don't see it on a daily basis. So you don't know what your goal is. You don't know where you're headed at. And I think that I do believe in the energy in the universe. So if you have an actual path that you're heading to and you see it every day, you put it out there and you have the positive energy – and you tell yourself, this is obtainable. If somebody else has it, I could get it. And, you know, it just happens. It's kind of hard to explain, but...
believe in positive thinking. I do believe in that, but that's not all. It can't just only be positive thinking. You said yourself, you and your wife worked your asses off.
Yeah, you have to work. You have to work. You have to put in the work. But if you're really willing to put in the work and you put it out there, you will get it. It doesn't matter what it is. And that's what the secret teaches you. It teaches you to, you got to work, you got to put it out there. You know, you're not going to, you know, do. Now, another thing, they give you a check on the video sets, and you go online, write a number on the check that you would like to, you know, make us an income. And there was about 3 years that passed, and that year we made that income that year as well.
Wow.
You should have added a couple of zeros.
Seriously. You wouldn't have to be awake right now talking to us if you'd added a couple of zeros. All right,
yeah,
Sergio.
Yeah, but I do believe it.
Okay, you're crazy.
Thank you for the call. All right, so is everybody who calls who wills good things into their life, are they just all going to be crazy?
Well, I mean, you were arguing with that guy.
No, I asked the question as a devil's advocate.
If they believe in the secret, which neither of these, both of those people worked their asses off for what they got. Mm-hmm. So that's not the secret. The secret is just think about it and it'll draw that to you somehow, magically.
All right.
These people were working toward it.
Let's find that person at 1-800-520-1067. You dreamt it and that's what made it come true. We'll talk to you and your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
You know this secret gives you everything you want, happiness, health, and wealth.
This is like having the universe as your catalog, and you flip through it and you go, well, I'd like to have this experience, and I'd like to have that product, and I'd like to have a person like that. It is you just placing your order with the universe.
Right?
Come on now.
April from Torrance writes in, and we'll get right back to your phone calls in a moment. I'm trying to call, but I can't get through. Here's my secret story.
Hey, why don't you wish to get through, and you will?
Right? Good point. I heard a story of someone who manifested a free college education using the law of attraction, so I decided to try and do the same. The action I took was journaling. I wrote in my journal every single day. I wrote, someone is going to pay me to go to school. Well, 6 months later, I ended up getting a job offer and was paid to go to school to become a massage therapist, and now I work at a 5-star spa. The only action I took was asking, believing, and then finally receiving. That's April in Torrance. Boom! Right?
I mean, I don't know that it's boom.
She wrote it down every day, and then magically it appeared for her and happened.
So somebody came to her and said, do you want this job?
And we'll pay to send you to school.
Just out of nowhere? She didn't apply for it?
So she was sitting on her couch and they knocked on the door?
Yeah, that's my question.
She didn't put that specific in the email, but I'm telling you, she writes it up to The Secret. All right.
Okay.
We got some great calls. Let's start with Abby because she might be the craziest in Irvine Line 7. And then we'll go to Karen. So, Karen, don't hang up.
It's tough to pick the craziest.
I know. But let's see what Abby's got.
Abby, good morning.
I am not the craziest.
Hey, we'll be the judge of that.
All right. How did you use The Secret?
Well, several years ago, I was diagnosed with thrombosis of the liver, which is really a bad thing. It means one of your veins or arteries is clogged that goes to or from your liver. So, you know, it might explode on you one day. Generally what they do is they put a stent in there, which you're out of commission for like 3 months.
Okay.
So I went to a meditation group, and I visualized this clot being candy kisses, and they were melting and moving on through my body. That night, I went in for the last CAT scan that they were going to do before they operated on me the next day. It wasn't there anymore, and the doctor freaked out. He called in my other doctor, and he goes, look, it's here, and it's not here. How did that happen? And so I just figure I didn't make his Mercedes payment for him that month. But I totally, right now I'm going through cancer. And so I am doing a real major visualization, because that's another thing you don't want to have happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in it. You know, if I hadn't been there and had it happen to my body and had the doctors freaking out, I wouldn't have believed it myself. But
wow. So you're scheduled to go in for surgery and it just magically disappears and there's no medical explanation for it.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. After my meditation group, they weren't meditating for me. I was meditating for myself to get rid of this thing because I had read the night before what exactly
all it right.
meant.
Well, let's not look that gift horse in the mouth. I hope you're able to do it again with what you're going through now. We wish you the best. All right, Abby?
Let's do it. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Some dreams come true.
All right. Let's go to Allie's new friend, Karen. She's at Irvine on line one.
I just want to get to know her sister. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, guys.
Tell us about your sister.
Okay. Well, to Allie's point, she can't get to know her because now my sister has passed.
Oh.
But
wow, Allie, that's insensitive.
Karen.
Seriously. How about a little respect for Karen and her family?
I know. I feel really bad. But,
all right. Okay, what was your sister's deal, though? How does it tie into the conversation we're having now about wishing for things to happen with your mind and making it so?
And do you wish Allie hadn't killed your sister?
That is exactly right.
Okay. Your sister did what?
My sister, we literally called it wishing people into the cornfield. And she started small and would just hope that, like, my son played football in college. She would hope that the guy that was the starter would get hurt.
Oh, that's awful.
And it happened.
What are the chances that a guy in football would get injured?
But it was the starter, and this guy was, like, the top player, and he was friends with my son. And so my sister would say, well, I don't want him to get hurt bad. I just want him to come out of the game so Zach can play.
Okay
she started small. What did she move up to?
She killed my mom's boyfriend.
I'm sorry. What?
Okay. Did you?
I'm sorry.
When you say killed, you mean she wished him dead, and he died unrelated to her.
Absolutely, he went on vacation, perfectly healthy. She hated the man. I told her, Lynn, you've got to stop doing this. You're scaring me. And she wanted the man to die. He went on vacation, perfectly healthy, died on vacation. Had like he didn't feel well. His daughter took him to the hospital. This is in Texas. We're in California. Takes him to the hospital. He has, like, an aggressive form of cancer that nobody had diagnosed.
Okay. What's happening?
What is Karen laughing?
What is happening? Karen is laughing about
Karen is
this.
Terrifying. She's terrified.
You and your former sister scare us.
It was terrible. And he died.
But if you're, and I don't mean this at all to be insensitive, Karen, but if your sister was so powerful with her brain, why is she not still alive? Like, why couldn't she have wished that she would have survived?
Well, that's what we talked about towards the end.
Did she not finish the last chapter of The Secret?
Say that again, Allie.
Did she not finish the last chapter of The Secret to show her how not to kill herself?
I think she must not have.
Okay.
I'm telling you, she was knocking off injuries right and left.
All right.
Karen, we love you. We're going to hang up. We hope you're happy with us.
This is terrifying.
We support everything you do.
And we're all going to die tonight.
We're cool, though, right, Karen? We're okay.
We're all good, right? Karen, you're good with us?
We are good. I promise, guys. I promise. Love you guys. Won't wish you into the cornfield.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
You have 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Look, if The Secret worked, I'm sure Ralph would be the first to admit he wouldn't still be on the Kevin and Bean Show, right?
Neither would you.
Neither would you, by the way.
Yeah, I'd still be on the show. I think Kevin's got the Kevin's got his finger on the pulse. That's a very different statement than what Bean said.
I
don't think you see it all.
8:53, time for another look at the showbiz beat. Here's that guy who tells us stuff.
It's a Monday morning, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office to see what people went to see in theaters across this great nation of ours. Suicide Squad, once again, number one for the weekend. In its second week, racked up another $43.7 million.
That's
a tremendous drop from week one. Didn't it lose like 75% of its audience or something like that?
It's about a third of the last weekend's.
But still, numbers. Isn't 47 million a lot?
43.7.
Isn't that a lot of money for a movie?
It is. It's a good weekend.
Okay.
All right. We've got that established.
Okay.
Sausage Party debuted to $33.6 million. See, for example, their Sausage Party would have loved to have $43.7 million.
Right.
But it's still good enough to make it number two. Pete's Dragon was $21.5 million. Debuted at number three. Jason Bourne, Bad Moms were the top five movies at the box office. Secret Life of Pets, Star Trek Beyond, Florence Foster Jenkins, Nine Lives, and Lights Out were your top 10 movies at the box office. Over the weekend, there was some sad news that the performer who brought R2-D2 to life in the Star Wars films, Kenny Baker, was found dead in his home in Preston, England, at the age of 81. Tributes poured in from the Star Wars family. Kathleen Kennedy, president of Lucasfilm, said, "There is no Star Wars without R2-D2. Not true. And Kenny defined who R2-D2 was and is. He will be greatly missed. And George Lucas said, "Kenny was a talented vaudevillian who could always make everybody laugh. Kenny was truly the heart and soul of R2-D2 and will be missed by all his fans and everyone who knew him. Kenny was a real gentleman as well as an incredible trooper who always worked hard under difficult circumstances," said the man who took a little person and stuffed him inside a garbage can in a desert in Tunisia. So, yeah, George, they were difficult circumstances of your creation. Well done. Nice. Good man. What the hell's wrong with you, sticking a little guy in a trash can in the desert? It's not right. It's amazing he lasted 81, the way George Lucas treated him. It's ridiculous. Adele confirmed rumors over the weekend that she indeed was asked to perform at halftime at the Super Bowl in 2017. However, she told the crowd in Los Angeles on Saturday night during her concert that the Super Bowl is really not about music, and I don't really dance or anything like that. They were very kind. They did ask me, but I said no. So Adele will not be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. She, like many of us, thought that was a bad match.
Bad match.
Not really Super Bowl halftime material. A great artist, one of the best.
Agreed.
But she's not gonna bring it through the clouds of smoke from the pyrotechnics as the kids are dancing on the field with their streamers. Just saying.
Ralph, do you have a choice of who you would like to see take that slot?
Rick Astley, of course. Who else? Right?
Well, I'm with you there.
I mean, only.
A lot of people were asking me, what was the Rick Astley story that you wouldn't tell because Bean's a dick? And I said, well, do you really want to know?
Was I a dick just for being excited that you were bringing up Rick Astley?
You were too excited, though.
All I did was gasp when you said his name. That doesn't make me a dick. Just excited about Mr. Astley being back in the news.
Well, he was in the news over the weekend. He was performing locally here in Los Angeles at the Troubadour. This is actually Thursday night. Promoting his new album, 50. 50, of course, is the number of people who still listen to Rick Astley. That's why he named the album 50.
I believe that's his age, maybe.
He asked the crowd if they wanted to rock.
I'm sorry?
Hey, do you want to rock?
He
Rick
asked that.
Astley fans?
Rick Astley asked that of his fans?
Yes. Here's the thing you may not know about Rick Astley, Kevin, is that on this new album, by the way, he plays all the instruments.
Okay.
He writes and...
I didn't know he was that talented.
Wrote all the songs, sings them all. So the whole album is him.
Okay.
And he mentioned to the crowd that the first instrument he ever learned how to play was the drums. So he got behind the kit and broke into Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Rick Astley.
On stage. Rick
Highway
Astley,
to Hell.
Highway to Hell. Got behind the kit. Garage bands all over the nation are going, really? Yeah, so...
I think Bean was very excited by that.
Was he?
Yep.
I was underwhelmed.
I'm sure that was just a poor audio recording.
I'm sure it was, too. I'm sure he's awesome.
Well, he is awesome, and that right. was just the last thing he did. That was the farewell at the very end of the concert after he'd already done
farewell
all of his
performance
songs
of his career, it sounds like.
And some tremendous covers, and it was a great show, and a wonderful time was had by all.
Bean has a set list.
I did read the set list. I think he did Uptown Funk. He did a couple kind of surprising covers, but it just sounded like a great show. And he hasn't aged a day. Have you seen him?
He looks great.
It's amazing.
How excited can you be?
It's insane.
Is there any reason not to love Rick Astley?
Well, I mean, Ralph said it earlier. You can be mildly interested or mildly not interested. That's all that's possible.
There's no passion for Rick Astley, one way or the other, is what we're saying.
That's right.
It doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, we know that one. Right. Rick Astley, Rick Rolls. Get it.
Yeah, we get that.
All right, yeah.
You can't.
I don't think you can say that word.
But you have to, though, right?
I mean, in this case, it was warranted.
Thank you. What other response can there be? Today's celebrity birthdays. Jennifer Lawrence is 26 years old today. Emily Kinney, Beth on The Walking Dead, turns 31. Tasha Henstridge. She was Species, right? Wasn't she Species?
I think so. I think that's right.
Hot chick would kill you. That's bad.
It's not what you want.
42 years
that's
old.
What you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck's 44. Anthony Anderson's 46. Deborah Messing is 48 years old. And singer Joe Jonas is 27.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her off. We're going to do what's good next. 1-800-520-1067. You can call now on any topic, including Rick Astley.
Oh,
if you were at the show at the Troop,
right?
I'd love to hear from you, by the way.
We're dying to hear from you about how that was.
On the highway to hell.
Or if you were maybe if you were one of the 89,000 plus at the Rams preseason game over the weekend, their return to Los Angeles football.
If you were a Cowboy fan, call in now.
love to hear from Cowboys fans.
89,000, 87,000 were Cowboys. Fans,
yes,
apparently.
That's probably true.
Did you find out about Brendan Dassey? He's probably going to be released from prison from making a murderer.
We could talk about that. Talk about the Olympics.
What's happening?
Questions, problems, comments, or maybe your sister killed a bunch of people. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Beans, What's Good is coming up next right after this on K-Rock. We're going to talk to WWE legend CM Punk about his upcoming transition to the Octagon. He's going to be a UFC fighter, by the way, at 37 years old, which would be difficult even if you had a lot of training. And he's starting with none. So that'll be fascinating coming up in the next few minutes here on the Kevin Beans Show. First, though, it's time for What's Good, 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
All right, let's only take calls about Rick Astley, and let's start with Jeff in Silver Lake. He's on line 5. He was at the Troub on Thursday night, you guys.
Pete, no one is as excited as you are about this.
Well, let's find out. Let's see if Jeff is.
I am.
All right, take it easy, Jeff.
Jeff, how did you get tickets to see Rick Astley at the Troubadour?
Right?
I was actually sitting in Amoeba with a friend. We just bought tickets for another show. I looked at my email, got the email for the Troubadour, immediately went online and bought two tickets.
That's amazing. All right, tell us about the show.
You guys, I'm not kidding. It was one of the best shows I've ever been. I took a friend along who only knew two of Rick Astley's songs. Even she said it was a great time and one of the best shows she'd ever gone to.
He's very personable and very funny, and that voice is killer, right?
Yes. Still as good as ever. I saw him back in 1989. I felt like I was seeing him again for the first time when I was in the ninth grade.
This is a lot of excitement for Rick Astley.
Listen to the joy in Jeff's voice. I love that Rick Astley did that to you.
Did he do She Wants to Dance with Me?
Oh, I hope so. Please tell me yes. Hello?
Did we lose our caller?
We lost Jeff?
Jeff.
We didn't just lose Jeff. We didn't just lose Jeff. All of our phones went dead.
Are you kidding me?
There was too much joy.
our phone system got rickrolled.
Can't handle it.
That's so weird.
I think they're back.
Oh, dear.
Well, did we lose all the calls or
do we have
to start over now?
Well, I think all the people are – I don't know, and I don't have any information. You want to just start going to calls?
Why not?
Sure.
All right. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It's just like
– I don't either. Who is this and what are you calling about?
This is William. I'm calling in regards to – I Rickrolled my entire wedding.
Tell us more. If it involves Rick Astley, I want to hear
right?
about it.
This is so exciting.
So, okay. When the ceremony's over and everybody's supposed to be walking down, we couldn't figure out what song we wanted to play at the end. We needed an instrumental song, and we found Never Gonna Give You Up in piano form. So we're like, ooh, we should totally Rickroll the entire wedding. So we played that so that everybody gets that stuck in their head the entire reception.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I know that song. What the heck is that song? Because you can't really, you can tell that it is. You're not going to know that it's Never Gonna Give You Up.
And right.
At the very end of the night, the last song we played, Never Gonna Give You Up. So everyone's like, oh, that song.
Okay.
Right. Bean, that's your people right there.
All right.
Thank that's you your guy, Bean.
William, glad you called, but we got to.
That's you. That's on you.
Let's go to line three, please. I don't have a name because our screens are still coming back, but this call is in Portland, and this one's for you, Allie.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Hey, Allie. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Who is this?
Good. So this is Aaron out of Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Right.
And Allie and I had a little bit of a Twitter brawl on Saturday night where I kind of gave her a little hard time for not knowing the Flash Gordon song.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I told you I was going to call and apologize to you on air so everybody knows that I was wrong.
Aaron.
And I just thought because I'm 27, I'm like, oh, I know what the song is. How does Allie not know what the dang song is being around Kevin Bean all the time?
Sure. There's no need to apologize at all for calling me crazy cat lady for not knowing a song, but I appreciate you saying that.
No problem. And I just wanted to make a quick offer. You know, if you ever want to go out sometime and take you to McDonald's, and we can, you know, get the McDonald's dollar menu, and,
okay.
you know, we can go quantum thrusting.
Quantum thrusting.
What's all right. happening right now?
That took a real turn.
I don't know what's happening, but
I'm
like it.
I'm kind of into it.
All right, Aaron, thank you for the call. Next time Allie's in Portland with a hankering for a dollar cheeseburger and some quantum thrusting, I promise she'll call you.
Quantum thrusting.
All right, let's try. This is a weird batch today, you guys.
Think?
Let's try Chris, line four, please. He's in L.A. He's calling about a very funny story that happened recently.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Kevin and Dean and everyone.
Hi, Chris.
I wanted to bring up something that I guess hasn't been mentioned, really. This happened about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I heard about Bad Religion and that band, Bring Me the Horizon. I guess they had a feud in another country where Bring Me the Horizon, they had a paper up all over the venue for backstage that said, and it was their picture that said, these people are not to be stopped ever. They can bring whoever they want backstage and all this and that. And then Bad Religion, Brian Breakers, posted an Instagram post saying that I'm going to stop this band each time today and tell them how much they suck. And I know I can see why, because, I mean, how can you do that to all the staff that's in that festival?
Right. So let me translate, because Chris is not necessarily bringing it to life. So Bring Me the Horizon is this band, and they didn't want to have to mess with – they don't need no badges. They don't need no stinking badges or passes. So they basically just put pictures up all over the backstage venue that says, look, we're Bring Me the Horizon, and we can go wherever we want in this venue, and no one's allowed to question us, and we can bring as many guests in or out. Which, you're absolutely right, sir. That just makes it hell on the people who are trying to run security backstage. So that's what Brian from Bad Religion was making fun of them, because of their crazy – egos putting those signs up.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, like, just like what I said, how can you make these people work that hard, you know, make them remember their faces out of all these other bands that are coming in, you know?
And this must have really bugged you if you waited 3 weeks to pick up the phone and call us about it.
Yeah, just about, exactly.
All right. Okay. That's a good chat and a good feature.
This was awesome.
I'm happy with everything, and we're going to do this now. Congratulations to Michelle Tonus from Covina. Just chose tickets for Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium. Your chance to win is coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
Yeah, man. In the hammock between the palm trees and the sun, man.
Very nice.
Here, Bob Costas. You hear Bob Costas say that Usain Bolt is more popular in Jamaica than Bob Marley.
I would question that.
That was an odd statement.
I'd like to see his research.
I don't think he actually had any. I think he was just excited about the moment.
Yeah.
It is crazy, though, and I know we haven't spent very much time talking about the Olympics. It's crazy that you're in a sport that takes less than 10 seconds, yet you still have time to relax at the end of it and stroll in the last.
He was looking around.
Yeah. I mean, like you would think that you would be putting every fiber of your being into the energy to go as fast as possible. Not so much with your Usain Bolt. Just a day in the park for you. Pretty incredible athlete. What's that, 3 Olympics in a row he's won that 100-meter race?
Yep.
Phenomenal. All right, it is Monday morning. Thanks so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Rob is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
So you're saying Usain Bolt is fast, is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is he's so fast and so much better than everybody else is that he doesn't even have to try in the last third of the race. He relaxes. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Hold, please. It's time for an Olympic update.
Oh, good.
It's time for an Olympic update.
Usain Bolt, he can run fast.
That was an Olympic update.
I don't know how Bean's not in Rio, right? NBC could use his insightful commentary.
That sweet play-by-play.
Yeah. You have any more? You another?
We do, actually. We have to hear
some more about the Olympics.
It's time for an Olympic update.
Michael Phelps can swim.
That was an Olympic update.
Here we go. Take that, Leslie Jones.
You don't get that kind of hot take just there. Anyway.
It's time for an Olympic update.
Everyone fell in love with the rowing brothers from Ireland.
That was an Olympic update.
Right. It's something else.
You do good work.
It really is something else. It's Monday morning. So here on the Showbiz Beat, we like to take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Suicide Squad! $43.7 million. In its second week, made it number one. Sausage Party came in at number two with $33.6 million. Then Pete's Dragon, another new movie this weekend. $21.5 million. That made it number three. The rest of the top five were Jason Bourne at four and Bad Moms at five. Secret Life of Pets came in at number six. Then Star Trek Beyond, Florence Foster Jenkins, Nine Lives, and Lights Out. Rounding out your top 10 movies at the box office. Sad news, Kenny Baker, the performer best known as R2-D2 in the Star Wars films, passed away over the weekend at the age of 81. At 3'8", Kenny was tapped by George Lucas to step inside that tiny little trash can and be out in the heat in Tunisia and then the freezing cold and just beep, boop, 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 boop for six movies.
He did that with his mouth. A lot of people don't know that.
He did not. That was a sound engineer who made all those sounds for R2-D2. Also, he didn't operate the wheels on R2-D2. He didn't move him. But he did move the headpiece. Apparently, that was his responsibility. Of course, with every cloud, there is a silver lining. The good news is, Chip, there's a job opening now.
you might want to
call up Lucasfilm and see if they're auditioning for the next little person to crawl inside the can. Larry Wilmore. He's got to be sad today. His Comedy Central show, The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, has been canceled. Less than 2 years after it premiered as a replacement for The Colbert Report, following The Daily Show. Ratings were not good. Started out okay, and then just kind of lost the momentum of having Jon Stewart host The Daily Show. And apparently, Comedy Central, they have sort of a glut now of shows on television where people are commenting on the day's events, and I think maybe Larry got lost in the shuffle. He never had sort of high-profile viral video moments, and so Comedy Central is letting him
get his weak stuff out of here.
They said, let's get this weak stuff out of here.
I will say, though, and tell me if you guys disagree, I think he's a smart guy. And I think he can be a funny guy, too.
Very talented.
For whatever reason, that whole package just didn't seem to work out the way they hoped it.
Likeable, a great writer.
Yeah.
But never really caught fire.
Right.
With viewers.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
So they got that weak stuff out of there. You guys reading Harry Potter and the Cursed Child? Are you reading the the novelized script for that. It's basically just the script for the play that's going on in the West End in London right now, and it's been published. It is the number one book in the United States, in North America, actually.
Has Readings sold, for Losers.
It sold almost 4 million copies in the span of, I don't know, a couple weeks. Hmm. No one? No one's reading it?
Readings for Losers.
No, I see.
I'm with that guy.
I see. You know, the new phenomenon, though, the Harry Potter fans have just gone haywire. They're just loving it. It's a brand new wave of Potter mania.
And what is?
Seen on social media, the newest way to celebrate is with the tattoos of Harry Potter's lightning bolt on your forehead.
But not real tattoos.
Oh, yes, sir. Yep. That lightning bolt right there on the forehead.
Why so soon?
Well, it's the way the real fans are celebrating, Kevin. Fans. Is a spate of photographs online you can find of people coming out of the tattoo parlors with the tattoo of the lightning bolt on their foreheads, just like Harry.
That's a good choice.
I think so, and it's going to be great.
It's solid.
Come job searching time. So good luck.
You keep doing what you're doing, people.
Good luck there. Filling up the lettuce bin over there at Soup Plantation. Because that's about as high as you're going to rise in the workforce, I think, when you have a lightning bolt tattooed on your forehead.
It's not ideal.
I'm just saying, you don't see a lot of stockbrokers walking around with lightning bolts on their forehead. But what do I know? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Jennifer Lawrence. She's just the best, right?
Yes.
She is the best.
Yes, she is.
Boy, she's beautiful and talented and down to earth.
She handles her fame really well.
She really does. She wears it effortlessly, Lily.
What you said.
26 years old today. Emily Kinney from Walking Dead is 31. Natasha Henstridge turns 42. Ben Affleck. He's Batman. He's 44 years old today. Anthony Anderson from Blackish. And we were just talking about Larry Wilmore, who used to be the showrunner over there on Blackish. I don't know if you knew that or not. He's 46. Deborah Messing is 48. Most people think Willa Grace when they hear Deborah Messing.
Sure.
I think Smash. Is that bad?
No, that's legitimate.
I love that Smash. That was a good show. And Joe Jonas, one of the singing Jonas Brothers.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
That's for sure.
He's Cake by the Ocean guy. He's got that that hot band DNCE. I think they pronounce it dance.
Is he in the guy in the TV show about the MMA family or whatever?
That I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know.
I know.
You know the show.
You can't get mad at me for not knowing.
It's on.
But doesn't mean I know about it.
It's called Kingdom. It's about a family of MMA fighters.
Oh, I know the show you're talking about. I don't know which Jonas brother is on that. I'm sorry.
Dave says it's Nick.
Nick's in that.
That is Nick. Okay.
Yeah, he's awful.
Is he?
Yeah.
He went that far.
I just wanted to get all that information out so I can tell
you
he's awful.
Talking about the right person.
I am no Jonas fan.
Now, Joe was the guy who was in the band that was on stage during Grease Live, if you remember, at the dance, Ralph. That was Joe.
You remember, Ralph.
You remember that.
Grease Live. We
Johnny
all liked
Casino and the Gamblers?
Whatever they were called, yeah. We all liked Grease Live. He was
no,
part
I did
of
not
it.
Like that.
Well,
you didn't like Grease Live?
No. I didn't think it was good.
Well, you were wrong.
Wow.
So don't say we all liked Grease Live. I'm just saying.
Everybody whose opinion counts liked Grease
Live. I loved it. Personally, really, I was totally into it.
How do you feel about Rick Astley?
I watched it like 5 times. I wish I would have seen him when he was at the Troub. Sounds so great.
Yeah, that cover of Highway to Hell.
Ooh,
he's talented. The Armenian comedian did a better
it's
cover.
Better. Yeah.
Yes, much
that should
better.
Not be allowed.
It really shouldn't. That's, compare the two. I think you'll find that Wing is a more successful, more talented performer than Rick Astley.
On the highway to hell.
Right? What's more enjoyable?
On the highway to hell. On the highway to hell.
Where are
you, Paul?
Who'd you rather see at the Troub is what I'm asking.
Sam and Wing.
Thank you.
You know the answer.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 o'clock hour here on K-Rock, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, Bachelor in Paradise. is on tonight. That means we've got a report tomorrow morning. We've got comedian Jen Kirkman, and we're talking to the president of the UFC, Dana White, tomorrow morning.